Show brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
I hope you guys are doing better than me today. I lost my voice. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I actually strained my voice on Saturday to the extent where it is not of any real use to me today. But I am taking steroids. These are the kinds of steroids that are okay for you. I'm not taking them to increase muscle mass. I'm taking them to reduce the swelling in my vocal cords. I have my little bag of steroids right here that I got from my doctor this morning. And I strained my voice quite simply, rooting home number 6, and I think it was the third race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Santa Anita is a racetrack that actually is in my hometown of Arcadia, California. And on Saturday, they had a race day, like they do every day during the winter and early spring months. In fact, the Santa Anita meet is going to end, and what I mean by meet is that's the number of days that they have the horses racing there. I like horse racing, and I guess the reason why I do is because I grew up in the culture. I grew up around it. You grew up in a town where there's a big thoroughbred track. You go to school with kids that are the sons and daughters of jockeys, or the sons and daughters of trainers, or the sons and daughters of horse thoroughbred owners. And so since I was actually too young to get into the track, because I actually used to sneak in there when I was 11 and 12, I dug a hole under a chain-link fence up behind the turf course and actually started sneaking into the track just to watch the races with binoculars from afar when I was about 11. And then when I got old enough, and I got in there and started betting. And it's kind of interesting because my wife doesn't like gambling, and she has her reasons for that, but she just doesn't like gambling. She doesn't even like gambling to this extent. If I'm having an argument with the kids, and I'll say something to them like, yes, there was a black and white version of Night of the Living Dead. No, there was. Yes, there was. I'll bet you. Okay, I'll bet you $1,000. Okay, you're right. She hates that. So now what I do is I say, I'll bet you $1,000 there was a black and white version of Night of the Living Dead. Okay, you're right. Show me the $1,000. Because you can't bet money you don't have, that kind of thing. Anyway, but Maria did go with me, and we had a good time because it's a beautiful course. But in the third race, I guess it was the third or the fourth race, we just got there. I had this six horse that made a run in the home stretch that was quite a beautiful thing. It came from probably 4 or 5 lengths back, and then as the horses rounded the turn into the home stretch, here came that six horse, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think my man Chris McCarron was up, and it won. It won going away, as a matter of fact. I won the race, but I lost my voice, and you can hear how gravelly it sounds. So what do we do on this radio show of ours, the Phil Hendry Show? I play the part of different characters. So I'm not just being myself. I'm being 5 or 6 or 7, well, per show, probably 2 or 3 other characters, but we've got about 25 different ones. And we do the character, and then people call in thinking it's a real person to talk to them. I know it sounds bizarre. It's about the only way I can describe the show so that you would know what we do. And I also describe it to you today because you're not really going to be hearing too much of us doing that live. But I do have for you some recordings of things that we do on our program. Now, what were we going to do? This hour, we were going to have people have show ideas, or is it next hour? This hour? Show ideas. What we want to do, and this is really only good for people that know our show and are familiar with how we've done our show in the past, we want to get people to call and give us some ideas for the characters. Where would you like to hear us go with them? What's a scenario that you would have one or two of our characters get involved in? Now, for those of you who don't know our show, we're going to play a selection from our CD from last year, our Best of the Year 2001 CD. The CD's called Bring It. It's available online for sale, as a matter of fact. You can buy it by calling 877-616-7445. And none of the money goes to me. It all goes to our favorite charity, My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So they have been the beneficiaries of your generosity in buying our CD for the last, whatever it's been, like 6 years or something, 5 years, and we've raised over $500,000 now for My Friend's Place. So here's kind of what we do. This is from our Best of the Year 2001 CD. Pick it up at 877-616-7445. And this is Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And what Bobby does is talk to a lady who's called in about the fact that she doesn't want to hear the word Columbine anymore. And why doesn't she want to hear the word Columbine? Because Columbine is such a negative word. Every time you say that word, another kid dies. And she's pretty forceful about it. Here's Bobby talking about how she hates the word Columbine.
Mm-hmm. I'm 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are some deranged teenagers out there. But you know what? That's because they have mental problems. They need help. And it's because of people like you that want to overshadow it and say something else is wrong with
well,
them.
Wait, you
that
can't
don't
blame
give their
me.
Children their help.
You can't blame me for what happened at Columbine.
No, ma'am, I'm not blaming you. I said it's people like you and your mind.
You just said Columbine, Bobby.
But
you just said Columbine.
Please
yes,
don't
ma'am,
say
you did.
Please don't say that.
Well, you just said it.
No, I did not.
Yes, ma'am, you
the
did.
The hell you did? I heard you say...
Please don't say Columbine, Phil.
You just said it yourself again.
I don't believe that I...
You just did!
If I don't, if I slip up, don't make it worse.
You've said it twice in 30 minutes, 30 seconds, ma'am.
If I slip up, please don't make it worse.
Okay, well, what I'm just trying to say
how
is...
How should we refer
I
to it, then?
The way,
you can say the very bad place.
Well, what I think is the way you think is horrible. The way you're...
About
you're,
what?
And what you're saying, is there a state law saying that you're allowed to go in these people's homes and actually try to videotape or listen to them and help tell them not to talk about Columbine?
Okay,
in my house,
excuse me, you just said it again. Stop it.
Ma'am, I'm not going to stop saying it. It's a
ma'am,
freedom of speech.
And you should be allowed to say Columbine.
Please have respect and not say that again, Mr. Hendry.
Ma'am, why are you asking us not to say that word? That word is offending yourself only. I haven't heard one single
you
caller
said
on the
that
show
word.
Tonight.
You said that word, another 12-year-old dies. Go ahead, say it.
Another 12-year-old dies?
Yeah, in a shooting. Go ahead, say it.
In a shooting. Another 12-year-old dies
say
every 20 minutes, probably, because
Angela,
of someone stupid.
Go ahead, say
yes,
the
ma'am?
Word. Say the word.
What word? That another 12-year-old dies
no,
in a shooting?
No, say the word that starts with a C and ends with an E. Say it.
Columbine.
See, another 12-year-old is just dead from a shooting.
Oh, come on. Just because she said Columbine?
There's another one's dead.
That's ridiculous.
You see, you
just
people...
because someone says the word Columbine,
there,
someone
another
die.
One dies. See, you have no respect for the children. They're being butchered up.
Excuse me, ma'am. I have a child right here in my arms.
Well,
and...
that one will die soon if you keep saying that word.
Well, that
Columbine,
is...
Columbine, Columbine,
okay,
Columbine,
there you go.
Ma'am,
murder, murder,
understand.
La, 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 la.
Your time
la,
frame.
La, la, la. You just killed
and
the whole family.
And you're acting so childish. I
you
have
are acting
that
like
I'm 19 years
absolutely.
Old, and I think I am acting 10 times more mature
absolutely.
Than you could ever possibly be
absolutely.
Now.
Just because somebody says Columbine...
La, 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 la.
Well,
you're
you
so childish, ma'am.
What?
I think the way you think, and for me actually
don't
give
say
you
the
respect
word.
Of calling you a ma'am, is
don't,
horrible.
Don't...
And the way I was raised, you
right.
have to give respect even to the deceased. Do you believe in God, ma'am?
In who?
In Jesus Christ, the Lord. We
what,
just celebrated
what about
his,
who?
His rising again.
What did he do?
Jesus
he
Christ.
He created everything.
Did he create?
And,
okay.
Even in the Bible, you have to give respect to the deceased.
Columbine.
You go and see your mother has passed away. Have you gone and seen her at her grave?
Who?
Has your mother passed or any loved one that has passed?
No, no one I know has ever died.
Nobody you've ever known? Your great-grandmother,
no,
your grandmother?
No one, no.
Then you will never understand the pain. When
Angela,
someone near to you dies, when
Angela,
your mother dies,
you said that
and
awful
say she
word.
Has a massive heart attack, we're going to say, no, she had too much drinking at
this,
some party downtown Fort Worth.
I would much
she
rather have people. I would much rather have people think my mother was a blistering alcoholic than to hear that she died at, well, I don't want to say the word.
At
the very,
Columbine?
Blah, blah. Don't say
you
it. I don't want to hear it.
Oh,
you're
she's,
a waste of my time.
What a freaking baby.
Blah,
exactly. Sir.
Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up and let this lady talk.
I sit here with two kids, and I'm good. I mean, when my children
I'm hanging up
I
on
hope
her.
They don't have to encounter anyone like you when they are older.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'm hanging up on her because I'm hanging
you,
up on
sir.
Her.
I appreciate you letting me get my comments.
All right,
out.
Well, okay, Angela, I apologize.
No, sir.
She did.
That's
now
fine.
She has me afraid to say the word Columbine. You know,
because she's gonna freak out and go pull her.
Oh, will you put her on hold, this freaking nut? All right, well, Angela, let's just remember that at Columbine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's called Don't Ever Say That Word. That's from our 2001 CD, and there's a lot more where that came from. Phil Henry Show here. So this hour, we'd like to hear other ideas for where we can take our characters in the future. And, I mean, we've had them dealing with Columbine. We've had them dealing with the Middle East. We've had them dealing with 9/11. We've had them dealing with anthrax. We've had them dealing with Andrea Yates. We've had them dealing with the shark attacks last summer. Every kind of news story. We had a couple of hours written today, which we will have tomorrow, dealing actually with 16-year-olds getting their car to drive. And what was our other hour? I forget, Janice, about the thing and the person and the... Okay, great. So, you know, like that, really topical stuff. Oh, yeah, hugging, yeah. Hugging your children, how it's a destructive thing and leads to child molestation. All right, so that's what we do in our program. So our number is 1-800-449-8686. And concepts, and I know you guys have got them because I get emails all the bloody time from people suggesting ideas and hours that we can do with our characters. So that's what we're going to do this hour. 1-800-449-8686. We might dip into this CD one more time. I know that we might have Bud Dickman later on today, but since I do the voice of Bud, probably not. All right, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Back in a minute.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Go to our website, too, which is philhendryshow.com. Our celebrity ass poll is up and running. Brand new one. Looks like they basically got you figured out again this week, Chris. Don't know, though, do we? I don't know what the answer to that poll is today. I don't know. I went. I voted. You ain't telling either, are you? Good. All right. Maybe you guys have got it all wrong. 1-800-449-8686. Ideas for... places to take. Basically, what we're asking you to do is write some future shows for us. How about that? Here's Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Kathy, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I was wondering if you ever considered having two of your characters have a confrontation on the air.
We used to do a debate between Harvey Wireman and Jeff Dowder.
I think anybody with having a confrontation with Bobby Dooley would be pretty good.
Oh, okay. Cool, a confrontation. Thanks. Here is Michael. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Michael.
Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Phil, love your show. I didn't know you did all the voices. That's brilliant.
Well, what do you, when you say all the voices, I'm not doing you right now.
No, but you, well,
all right.
We'll give you that, but you do
Thank
all
you.
The other voices.
All right. In other words, anyway, I don't do every caller, you know. Some people say to me, you do every single voice. I say, well, what do you mean by every single voice? Well, you know, the callers. No, I don't do the callers.
I didn't think you did the callers.
Right.
If you did that, it wouldn't be quite as cool. But
Absolutely.
Anyway, I don't know. I've never seen people get as riled as they do on the subject of abortion. So maybe you could push the envelope a little.
Problem with that is it's really a tired subject.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Really tired. Unless
tired?
It gets into the news. Well, if it gets back into the news somehow, then we're absolutely there with it. But it's off the radar, and the only people that care about it are ones that obsess over it day and night.
But and there's a lot of people that do that.
Nah, not really. They're a relatively small group of people. The ones that I'm talking about daily obsession over the topic of abortion, they're a very strange minority, but they
but
can create
like the callers that you get the best callers you get are the Bible belters to call up getting all crazy on religion. So they're the best. They're the ones that seem to get duped the easiest.
No, every region of this country is susceptible. When I went down south and I was doing my shows in Atlanta, they said, oh, you're just trying to make Southerners look stupid. Then I went up to Minneapolis and they said, oh, you're just trying to make Midwesterners look stupid. Then I went out to L.A. and they said, oh, you just think we're all done. And I'll never forget, and you'll get a kick out of this, Michael, I'll never forget being in a sales meeting in Los Angeles when somebody said to me, well, it might have worked in Minneapolis and it might have worked in Atlanta, but this is L.A. And this is where, you know, people are a little bit more educated and it's a more savvy city and we have a show business history. And by God, not only did it work in L.A., it worked better than any other town I've ever been in. So it's really it doesn't have anything to do with region. It's the whole country. And it's really not the country. It's the callers themselves.
Should never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
H.L. Mencken. All right, man.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Hey, have a great one.
Bye-bye. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, sorry to hear about your voice, Phil.
Yeah, well, it's a stupid, stupid thing to do. But it wasn't stupid thing betting on that six horse.
I wanted to run a few scenarios by you.
Do it.
My first was Lloyd Bonifay. I was thinking that maybe he could get all up-riled about the Middle Eastern conflict and come on the show with an idea advocating, you know, how they don't believe that the pig is kosher over there and things, that advocating to drop pig bombs, pigs stuffed with C4, send some swine into those caves and get those guys coming out of the caves via pig.
So I'm sure they stuff swine with C4. That phrase alone is worth something, man. That's great. Lloyd, by the way, for people who don't know, is a 69-year-old former Korean War veteran who was in the Navy, but, you know, being in the Navy during the Korean War, I'm not sure what that meant, except he dropped some ordnance on his foot and blew off his little toe. And his philosophy is you never put your hands on a veteran or else he'll, you know, he'll get up in your stuff. So you want him to recommend that the Israelis drop pig bombs or the...
The United States drop pig bombs.
To both the Palestinians and the Israelis, because both the Muslims and the Jews think that pig ain't cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's great both ways. One more, if you'll permit me.
Go ahead.
Steve Bozell, he could be upset about Roy Hutchins having a better tan than him or whatever, so he goes to a tanning bed. And he gets, you got the little thing to cover up your junk.
Yeah.
And while he's in there, there's a picture of Kathy Ireland or whatever on the wall.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to him, you know, his junk comes out of the towel or whatever. And now he's got a half burnt schnitzel on his hand.
That's pretty cool. All right. And, yeah, when the summer months come up, it'll definitely be a topic.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Good. Half burnt schnitzel. Thank you. I love these people and their euphemisms. Beautiful. So, you know, he's covering up his junk. He gets a half-burnt schnitzel because it came up out of the towel. Picture of Kathy Ireland. That's cool. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, the character he was talking about, is a guy who, kind of a dude that just sues everybody because his feelings get hurt. That's why he sues everyone, because he feels that people are trying to make him look like a fool. Here's Doug on the Phil Henry Show. Doug?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a big fan. Got my backstage pass ready to go.
Cool. Thanks.
Hey, listen, I've only been listening to the show for about 6 months, but I've only heard Father James McWhorter once.
Yeah.
And I've never laughed so hard. I had to pull over. I was laughing so hard when you had the bit with the, you know, I think it was last week you had the bit going with him.
Yeah, he was rapping about, you know, it's a normal thing to steal a kiss in the moonlight or something, you know, for a priest.
He had a wee wink.
Yeah, he had a wee bit of a wank, you know, dude, you know, and that whole accent, you know. Well, if you're pulling on it, you know, a wee bit of a wank.
Well, and it's, you know, it's the joy of being a Catholic.
Yeah, that whole Barry Fitzgerald school of Irish accents, you know. Yeah,
well, anyway,
he'd be good. Go ahead.
So I was thinking maybe what you do is you say that Father McWhorter is going to organize a group that's going to go over to the Middle East and. The way he's going to create teamwork among those people over there is he's going to get them all to give each other a wee pat on the butt or something.
Okay, cool. Yeah, get the Catholics in there. Good idea. Thanks for calling. All right. Yeah, get the Catholics. They're the only ones missing from that whole thing. We got Jews. We got the Muslims. The Catholics ain't been heard from yet. All right, yeah. James McWhorter, that accent, too, is right out of that Pat O'Brien, because the real Irish accent is more like, you know, Bono. It's not this whole always after me Lucky Charms thing, you know. But I don't know any other Irish accent, so I whipped that one out. Most people buy it. Here is Jim. Hi, Jim. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing?
Good, Jim.
One thing I was thinking about, just run past you. We got this Powerball lottery that's going to be coming soon here.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to about $100 million or so.
Where's that, New York?
Yeah, New York, New Jersey, that type of area.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking, run something, get one of your characters, either wins the lottery and is giving the money away to have people call in for ideas, sort of like Brewster's Millions type of thing.
Okay, cool.
Or that's... possibility of having, who is it, Steve that sues everybody?
Yeah.
Have him on the show saying that he was one of the winners, but was left out for some reason. He's suing the guy who won and all this other kind of stuff.
I like the idea of a character coming on and asking for suggestions on how to... Are you writing all of these down, Janice? Because this is going to be like 6 months worth of material. I mean, it's going to be really good. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, back in a minute.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I lost my voice this weekend, to be just perfectly honest with you. I have a little bit of laryngitis. So today on the show, we're doing a variety of things, one of which is we're getting ideas from you guys on future shows, how we could use the characters that I do on my show with other topics. Because on my show, I play these different characters, and people call in thinking they're talking to a real person. In fact, we'll play you another cut from one of our other CDs. This is from a 1998 CD that we did called Chilling Day for Talk Radio. And last half hour before we went to the break, one of our callers was talking about Lloyd Bonafide. He's a Korean War veteran. And here is Lloyd talking about something. I don't know what. The track's called Mr. Lloyd, so I'm completely... I don't know what this is about, but this is Lloyd, the Korean War vet, talking on our show.
Held this gentleman over. He's a Korean War veteran talking about Flag Day, where all veterans should have a flag up. You went so far as to bust into your neighbor's house and put a flag up for him because he's a Vietnam vet. I can't believe you haven't been prosecuted.
Sir, I'm not going to be prosecuted. I'm an elderly man. They're not going to prosecute me.
Besides that, you took a flag that was draped over his father's coffin that should have been a keepsake.
He's a veteran of the Army. The Army comes first. Then the flag, then God, and then the country.
That's man. Anyway, the gentleman, Mira Mesa, was very patient to hang on. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think the big problem I'm having here is that you are holding us veterans to a much higher standard than the average civilian. You know, I answered the call that my country made in 1967.
And God bless you for it.
Okay, so why is it mandatory that I answer some other kind of call afterwards?
Because it's Army, flag, country, and God.
No, sir, I don't know where you get this idea. I was in the U.S. Army for 20 years.
And you know your first allegiance is to the Army, then the flag, then to God, and then to the country.
With all
That's not what
respect,
I heard the guy
sir,
say.
My first allegiance is to country, is to God and country.
Flag, Army, God. F-A-G.
The thing that scares me about this whole situation, sir, is you become a self-appointed guardian of the flag.
Well, sir, when I broke into this guy's house, he had a dog that was yapping and yapping away. This is a veteran of Vietnam, such as yourself. Well, the dog was barking, and I had to take it to the next level.
Well, I would say this.
What does that mean?
If you broke into my house with my Doberman... Okay, I can tell you, you would be going to the hospital.
Sir, I have to tell you, with all respect to your great service to our country, that I had to take it to the next level with this guy's dog.
Well, what does that mean?
I took the dog out. And I can tell you this, that it was a tough thing to do, but I believe the flood.
Wait, are you saying you killed this man's dog?
I took it out, right. I took it down. I greased it.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a little... It was yapping and yelling, and I've got an American flag to fly over the country of America, which I love very dearly and deeply.
Well, sir, as near as I can figure, you've committed two felonies in one day.
But, sir, you're the draft dodger.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Yes?
I have two Purple Hearts and a Silver Star. I am not a draft dodger.
You said you dodged the draft.
How did I dodge the draft?
Because you said that you went to Canada and then they drafted you or something like that, didn't you?
No, I volunteered in 1967.
How is it you got disabled when you're a draft dodger?
Excuse me?
Did you get shot up in Canada?
No, I got shot in Vietnam, you moron.
I'm a moron now, a fellow veteran. Boy, that hurts. It hurts very deeply.
Well, you know, when you accuse me of being a draft dodger and I spent two tours in Vietnam,
what the hell
do you expect me to do?
How did you get disabled in Canada is the question that I asked.
I was never in Canada.
Well, didn't you go there dodging the draft?
No, sir, I did not. I volunteered for service in the United States Army.
How much time have you spent in Canada?
Absolutely none.
What is wrong with you? Did you hear what this guy said?
Losing his.
This guy said that he did two tours of duty in
Canada.
No, not Canada. He was in Vietnam.
Sir, I asked you, and I asked Mr. Hendry, how is it that you got disabled in Toronto, Canada?
I've never been to Toronto, Canada. I got disabled in Third Corps in Vietnam outside of a place called Tain Inn.
Tain Inn, that's in Ottawa.
Tain Inn is the...
That's a restaurant. No, that's a hotel chain, and I'm very familiar with it, sir.
Phil?
Wait a second.
Tain Inn is the provisional capital in the Third Corps region of South Vietnam.
Sir, I will say that... Wait a second. Oh, Christ, my ass itches again. That's when I got shot back there. You were where?
I got hit outside of the city of Tain Inn in Third Corps province.
Ow, 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 ow.
What is going on with you?
My ass itches. Hold on for a minute.
Phil?
Oh, God.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
I have real problems.
Who is this?
Yes, this is the radio station?
Yes. The man you're talking to is... Hold on.
Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Mr. Lloyd's nurse.
Well, what is wrong with him?
Yes, he is not well, and he got a hold of the phone tonight.
Oh.
What I'm doing right there.
Well, what is this guy a joke or something?
No, he's a good man. It's just that he got a hold of the phone tonight. I'm awfully sorry. It's the radio station he called.
Yes.
He's always calling on different people. And
yes, Richards, will you please?
Could you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, what what the hell is going on?
Phil?
Rub some ointment right here, baby. Oh, God, that's good.
Yes. You're a bad boy.
Ow. Ow. Don't do it to me, baby.
You're a bad boy.
Ow.
Are you hearing this?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
What is up with this guy? Can you believe it?
Please, baby. More. It hurts, but I like it. It hurts, but I like it.
You're a bad man.
Ow.
Ma'am, can I ask you what you're doing?
He is senile. He's calling from a home here. We're in Hawthorne.
I thought he was in Alhambra.
No, sir, this is in Hawthorne. And he gets a hold of the phone sometimes and calls.
Is he a veteran? Do you know anything about this guy?
Yeah, he's done some. I think he talked about being in the Navy.
So he's a vet. Is he nuts?
Yeah, he's a little senile.
So what are you doing?
He had to be disciplined sometimes.
Oh, God, yeah. That feels good.
I don't believe what I'm hearing here.
I don't either, Phil.
God, listen to this.
My ass itches. Put some ointment on it.
Here's a little ointment for you.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, that's good. One more time. One more for the core. Ah!
Okay.
Phil?
I think this is a tape might want to save.
I don't know, man.
Who's your nurse?
You're my nurse, baby.
Who's your nurse?
Clara's my nurse.
Say it loud.
Clara's my nurse. Ah! Ah!
There he goes. He's going to sleep now.
Just grab a hold of that sack and squeeze it, will you?
Ah!
Hey, I don't know what's going on. Is she a... ma'am?
Yes, he liked that. I want to apologize. I don't know. Is this a radio station?
Sir?
Yes?
Merritt, what is your name?
I'm John.
This is John?
I'm awfully sorry. He get a hold, baby want boobies?
Oh, yeah, baby wants...
All right, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
He gets a hold of the phone some night, and he does all this. You know what I'm saying?
Ma'am, what you need to do is keep these guys away from the phone.
Take the tuning fork to my ass, Clara. Oh, yeah.
You bad boy.
Okay. Anyway, to the gentleman in Mira Mesa, thank you for your great service to our country. Thanks for your call.
That's not a problem under the circumstances. I mean, sitting here giggling.
Maybe the guy is nuts or something.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Well, you know, he get a hold of the phone some night. He call up radio station, do all kinds of things while it's keeping him away from the phone, you know.
Phil?
You like a little spanky poo?
Oh, yeah.
You want
Phil?
Spank me, Clara.
Save this tape for your memoir.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has got to be a great one.
Diaper change.
I'm going to change your diaper.
Come on, Mama. Yeah, Mama. Yeah, Mama. Yeah.
Look at that. Diaper dirt.
Turn that thing off.
Okay.
Turn
anyway.
I'm the one that's controlling the volume. What am I saying? I'm telling Craig to turn it off. Anyway, you get the general idea. That's Lloyd. That's from our 1998 CD, Chilling Day for Talk Radio. Phil Henry Show here, taking some ideas from you guys on future shows. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Kurt. Kurt, hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Yeah, I had an idea since like pretty much the first time I was really listening to your show. It kind of involves Bobby and Steve Dooley generally to their like the format you generally do with them, with Steve always interrupting and such.
Uh-huh.
It kind of involves their son, sort of. It starts off, I guess, with she would be out and cleaning their room or something, and she finds a pair of underwear with let's just say a protein stain.
Okay, so he's pubescent.
Right, and she notices that it kind of plays off the idea of everybody from seeing like the image of the Virgin Mary in windows and things like that. And she notices that it's shaped and somewhat looks like the Virgin Mary. that's the basic. I mean, I guess.
And so she believes that she's seen a religious vision,
right?
In this stain on her son's underwear.
I mean,
it could
maybe,
be any.
Yes.
It could be any kind of a stain. It could be just like a skid mark or something.
Right, but I mean, she basically kind of believes he maybe had some religious vision dream, you know, and this occurred as a result of that.
I dig the whole idea that somebody sees the Virgin Mary or Jesus' image in a skid mark on underwear. That is a very cool idea.
But this is the punchline, okay? Because Steve's always interrupting, right?
Right.
He could have come up with the idea of basically calling it the Immaculate Ejaculate. So, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Kind of constantly coming in with that, you know.
Yeah, constantly until we get fined by the FCC. That's great. All right, man. Good, Kurt.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Good idea, except for the last part. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, doing a kind of an over. What are we doing? We're canvassing the audience for concepts and ideas on the radio show that we do, which is a show in which I play not only the part of myself, but different guests that call the program, and people call in thinking they're real people. And why I'm not doing that today is because I have destroyed my voice rooting home number 6, man, at Santa Anita on Saturday. But I'm going to be better tomorrow because I got the steroids going on, and pharmacist said I'd feel better by tomorrow. Of course, he was pushing a bottle of Old Irish Rose across the counter when he said that. He was pushing a bottle of Johnny Walker Red. You'll feel better tomorrow. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Tonight on our show, we are taking calls from people about the kinds of shows, the kinds of hours, the kinds of bits that you'd like to hear us put together using the different characters that we do on our show. And we've played examples of how that works. We've had Lloyd Bonafide this hour and a cut from a Bobby Dooley hour. And we're doing that because Phil lost his voice on Saturday, basically screaming my lungs out. You know, there's a way of yelling at a sporting event. I was at a horse race track. I was watching a horse race. And you're supposed to yell like, ah, not ah. And I think I was doing too much of the ah part. And, well, here I am. But ain't keeping me out of work. We're just doing what we can do here. 1-800-449-8686. But I'll give you the background on this whole Santa Anita trip momentarily. Here's Dave on the Phil Henry Show. Dave?
Hey, Phil, sorry about your voice, man. Good grief, what a drag.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, I wanted to suggest something to do with, like, Bobby and Steve going to eat over at Ted Bell's restaurant.
Oh, cool idea.
You know, something like, does Ted Bell only have the baked potato tree up during Christmas time?
Yeah, he does. Why?
Well, I was going to say maybe one of the little kids, Bobby and Steve's, was pulling potatoes off the tree and Ted got upset and, I don't know, either went off on him verbally or physically, and then Bobby's hired Harvey Weierman to be her representing attorney.
the baked potato tree. I like the idea of Steve and Bobby going over to Ted's of Beverly Hills, kind of cross-pollinating those two characters.
Exactly. And,
I don't know what they could do, though. Maybe Ted was checking them, you know, security-wise because of 9/11 and had them drop their pants and bend over to pick a quarter up.
That would have been good. Another one I was thinking of, too, Phil, and I don't know if this would be too much after September 11th, but I remember you did a bit with Rosh Benin where he... his wife was using the American flag to wipe the dog's balls while they're
giving
him up a bath outside.
Exactly, yeah.
But I was wondering if you could mix him up with, say, a veteran like Harvey Weierman or Lloyd Bonafide.
I think that'd be a great idea. I think I like the idea of bringing the two characters in like that.
Cool.
All right, dude. Fine. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Bye. We used to do this roundtable thing, Harvey Weierman and Jeff Dowder, and they would debate like abortion. And it was the most imbecilic because Jeff was an idiot and Harvey would get frustrated because he had to debate with an idiot. And it was his understanding that he was brought on to debate with some newsmaker, some brain from the news. And it turns out he's debating with this pothead, you know, this crackhead from Temple City. So we haven't done that in a while, though. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Good. Thanks.
This is not so much of a scenario as a concept, and if anyone can pull this off, you're the guy to do it. But I'd love to hear a credible scenario where Steve Bozell actually brings legal action against himself.
That is brilliant. Yeah, you're right. We got to be able to do it.
I mean, he sues everybody else to compensate for his own shortcomings. You know, maybe he has some kind of an epiphany where he realizes, you know, there's nobody else to sue but himself.
Well, we did a Steve Bozell bit once. That actually worked. And what it was he was in the hospital and had to amputate his own arm using one of those plastic knives
give
you. Yeah, and he was suing the hospital. He was suing the hospital because he amputated his own arm with a plastic knife that he got with his dinner tray.
Brilliant.
And I don't know how that worked, but he should sue himself for moving. Like, why doesn't he sue himself for moving to California, something like that? Or sue himself for marrying his wife. That'd be cool. Or sue himself for having three kids.
There you go.
He's suing himself for getting it up to be able to have three kids.
I'm thinking about suing myself for moving to Los Angeles, actually. But
yeah. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Yeah, you get a guy to effectively sue himself. Now you've brought the thing. And the world is insane. I was going to read this next hour, but I think I'll tell you about this now because maybe you've heard about it. And this was in the news last week. And I heard this on the radio. And I said, there is nothing we can do on our show that's too strange because life is beginning to catch up to the Phil Henry Show. And here it is. There's a guy, and I don't know where it is. This is a true news item. This is a factual bit. There's a guy suing a public library because his dog was attacked by a pet cat that the library keeps around. Now, he's suing because when he saw his dog being attacked by this cat, he's disabled and he had an anxiety attack. And because he's disabled, he considers it to be a hate crime. So this cat attacks his dog. The guy has an anxiety attack and now wants to sue under the provisions of the hate crime laws where he lives. Now, you tell me Steve Bozell cutting off his own arm with a plastic picnic knife is any stranger than that. And I think in many ways, either our show has inspired people because they're too stupid, they don't know what we're doing, to go out and file lawsuits like this, or we are forward-thinking enough to know that eventually all of the things that we do on our show will come true in real life. I think that's more to the point, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.